much as I study and do research, I find my best source of new discoveries is my patients. My experience with Lauren was a case of the pupil teaching the teacher. She was 35 years old when she first came to my office. She had suffered for years from rosacea, a condition most commonly found in women, in which the blood vessels under the face swell, causing persistent redness of the skin. Her condition had progressed to the point where the small blood vessels of the face had enlarged and had begun to show through the skin. Little red lines, similar to roots on a map, were visible. Lauren admitted that for years she had used only water to wash her face. She believed the common myth that washing with water only will keep facial skin moist and will stave off wrinkles. That is a terrible misconception. If you do not clean your skin, bacteria and other pathogens build up. These bacteria can lead to all kinds of dermatological and general health problems. There is evidence that rosacea may be caused by organisms living in the sebaceous, oil-rich areas of the skin. I am opposed to using only water, cold cream, or a similar agent to clean your face. I do not recommend using a harsh cleanser because that results in dryness and inflammation. I started Lauren on oral and topical antibiotics because of the severity of her rosacea. In addition, I gave her a nutritive cleanser containing alpha-lipoic acid, instructing her to cleanse her face thoroughly each morning and evening. I also gave her a high-potency alpha-lipoic acid lotion and told her to apply it to her entire face and neck twice a day. Alpha-lipoic acid, ALA, the universal antioxidant, is both water and fat soluble. This means that ALA is easily absorbed through the lipid layers of the skin and works equally well as a free radical fighter in both the cell plasma membrane and in the watery interior of the cell. As I examined the rest of Lauren's face, I noted that she had significant edema around the eyes. The puffiness made her look older than her years. I observed that aside from the redness of her cheeks and nose, the rest of her face looked dull and lifeless. Her skin lacked vibrancy. I asked Lauren about her lifestyle, diet, and exercise habits. Her dietary routine started with a breakfast consisting of a bagel and coffee snatched from a kiosk at the train station. She normally gulped down a fruit smoothie for lunch on her way to the gym for a workout. Since Lauren was bringing home a briefcase full of work each night, dinner had to be quick and easy. She usually microwaved a large potato, which she topped with a tablespoon of low-fat yogurt. I cringed as I listened to the abuse she was unwittingly heaping on her body. Where was the protein? How could her cells rebuild and repair themselves? Where were the essential fatty acids to nourish her brain, lower stress hormones, hold her moods on an even keel, and keep her skin moist and plumped up? Lauren also looked dehydrated. She told me she rarely drank water, another reason for her gray pallor. Lauren proudly reported that she did not have a sweet tooth and never ate candy or cookies or drank soda, but she had no idea how quickly that bagel and potato were turning into sugar in her bloodstream. At the same time, water metabolism changes. This is why Lauren's eyes were puffy and she was losing the contours in her face. Perhaps nothing makes us look our age quite as much as tired, drooping eyelids and saggy, baggy skin under the eyes. The high glycemic foods were causing her to retain fluids in the skin cells. And let's not forget that long-term elevation of blood sugar leads to glycation, a state you want to avoid if you want resilient, unlined skin. I put Lauren on a vitamin C ester serum and an alpha-lipoic eye therapy product containing DMAE and recommended that she mix them together before applying them. The DMAE in the alpha-lipoic eye product caused the loose skin to firm up by toning the muscles underneath and eliminated the under-eye bags. The vitamin C serum thickened the delicate skin around the eye and greatly reduced the crow's feet and cross-hatched lines beneath her eyes. As Lauren started using ALA-enriched products, she quickly saw the changes in her skin. Within a few days, she noticed a decrease in under-eye circles and puffiness. ALA also reduced swelling in other areas of Lauren's face. The anti-inflammatory effects reduced the redness that was such a persistent and recalcitrant aspect of the rosacea. Within a week, a healthy glow returned to her skin. This was not an illusion or wishful thinking on her part. ALA's capacity to regulate production of nitric oxide, which controls blood flow to the skin, transformed her complexion from dull, pasty, and pale to vibrant and glowing. There are no good food sources of ALA, so we need to take it as a supplement. In addition to ingesting daily supplements, I recommend daily application of ALA to the skin. I have formulated ALA into lotions for the face, body, and the eye area, and have used it successfully in treatment creams. You can find ALA available now in a wide range of creams and lotions. Combined with vitamin C ester at night, I have seen a marked reduction in lines and wrinkles, improved skin color, and reduction of dark, puffy under-eye circles. I first met one of my patients, Jenna, in the green room of a popular talk show. She was a senior producer with all the high pressure and long hours her job entailed. Although only 42, Jenna confided to me that she was seriously considering plastic surgery. She had very few wrinkles, but her skin tone was poor, making her look a decade older than she was. Her jawline had softened and blurred, and the corners of her mouth turned down. Her upper eyelids and brow had drooped, giving her eyes a tired, hooded look. One look at the food displayed for the guests told me a large part of the story. A host of sugary treats, ranging from Danish to donuts, sat side by side with little boxes of cereal. A fruit bowl filled with bananas, apples, and oranges, and large pitchers of fresh juice completed the picture. The only protein in sight was in the milk offered as an accompaniment to the cereal or coffee. The choices offered provided nothing to repair the cells and plenty of foods proven to accelerate aging. The loss of skin tone that was so visible on Jenna's face occurs as we grow older. The sagging is due in part to the decline of neurotransmitters like acetylcholine that stimulate muscle contraction. As we age, our muscles have less baseline contraction, causing them to elongate, to get loose and stretched out. This loss of tone results in sagging skin. Studies have shown that DMAE in salmon is a precursor to acetylcholine and can raise natural levels of this important neurochemical. In cosmetic surgery, the surgeon actually shortens the muscle by pulling it back and suturing it, giving the face a tightened, toned look. My goal was to find a way to eliminate the need for surgery or delay it as long as possible for my patients. You can see the effects of additional DMAE in the diet after eating all that salmon in the 3-day nutritional facelift. When DMAE is applied to the skin, the effects are almost instantaneous. The skin looks firmer, less lined, and smoother. If a pea-sized drop of DMAE lotion is spread on one side of the face, gently rubbed into the nasolabial fold, around the eye, forehead, and under the chin, and on the neck, results can be seen in about 20 minutes. The side of the face with the DMAE will appear more contoured, the eye will be wider open, the nasolabial fold lessened. The effect is dramatic. I have formulated a product that contains DMAE and alpha-lipoic acid, and have also added DMAE to vitamin C ester products. To ensure that DMAE is in your skincare regimen, look at the label to make sure it says with NTP complex. The short-term changes achieved from a DMAE-rich lotion will last 18 to 24 hours. In the long term, the benefits of DMAE will be cumulative. Your skin quality will continue to improve the longer you use the product. Since my business is concerned with beauty as well as health, I number many media personalities, models, and celebrities among my patients. They have to look great at all times, a strain for the rest of us even on our best days. These demands keep me searching for the next anti-aging miracle. I know I've found it. Polyphenylphosphatidylcholine, PPC for short. My discovery of this transformative food for the skin was motivated in part by a patient named Marika. A fashion model by trade, Marika was gifted with Titian hair and the milk-white complexion that often accompanies it, very similar to Nicole Kidman's coloring. Marika carefully avoided the sun and could put almost nothing on her sensitive skin in the way of treatments without causing an irritated reaction. No matter how hypoallergenic the product claimed to be, her skin reacted. My research led to the discovery of PPC, which offers protection to the cell membrane. Found naturally in lecithin, PPC contains nutrients that offer a wide range of benefits, including enhanced liver function and increased brain activity. Polyphenylphosphatidylcholine, or unsaturated phosphatidylcholine, is extremely important for the cell plasma membrane. The term polyenol means there are multiple areas on the phospholipid molecule that have double bonds. The unique structure surrounding the double bonds provides antioxidant activity. When a molecule has double bonds, it is called unsaturated, and this particular type of molecule can rapidly penetrate the skin, allowing its natural emollient characteristics to soften dry skin while acting as a powerful anti-inflammatory. When applied topically, PPC is absorbed rapidly, offering anti-inflammatory, antioxidant relief to the skin. The results are nothing short of extraordinary. Since it is absorbed so quickly, it enhances penetration of other compounds used on the skin. By using the unsaturated PPC over your vitamin C ester or alpha lipoic acid lotions containing DMAE, you will enhance the delivery of these compounds into the skin, greatly increasing their efficacy. PPC is a natural moisturizer. When applied to the face, PPC products produce a wonderful rosy glow. Patients tell me that after using PPC, their skin looks as good as it did when they were children. You have learned about the extraordinary benefits of including olive oil in your diet. Extra virgin olive oil has proven healing properties when taken internally. Since the time of ancient Rome, olive oil has been used as an emollient. In the Roman baths, olive oil was an integral part of health and beauty rituals. The Romans massaged olive oil into the skin and removed it with a curved bone spatula called a strigil. Since the oil was never rinsed off, Romans are recorded to have had skin that was beautiful thanks to olive oil's powerful antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties. The polyphenols that are found abundantly in olive oil are extremely efficient and multifaceted antioxidants. Polyphenols are exceptionally stable and protective. The most powerful member of the olive oil polyphenol group is hydroxytyrosol. Extremely rare and effective in even small concentrations, this super antioxidant anti-inflammatory has been proven to be effective in improving general health and appearance. When used topically, olive oil results in smoother, more radiant skin. I have created an entire line of skincare products with olive oil. There are also many available in good drugstores. By the way, don't fall for the myth that the best way to wash the skin is to use just plain old water. Nor do I recommend cleansing only with products like cold cream, as it can leave an oily residue that will block pores and provoke breakouts. If you use eye makeup, you may want to remove it at the end of the day with cold cream or a gentle makeup remover to avoid raccoon eyes. Use a cotton pad or soft tissue to remove the makeup, then proceed to wash your face as I recommend. Some soaps are too harsh to be used on the delicate skin of your face. I caution against using antibacterial bar soaps on the face. You should use liquid cleansers that are applied by hand, then rinsed off thoroughly with lukewarm water. If you prefer to use bar soap, please use only the mildest soap available to avoid drying or irritating your skin. This style of gentle yet thorough cleansing will remove stale oil, dirt, and dead dry cells without damaging or drying the skin. Antioxidant, anti-inflammatory skin care takes just a few minutes when you get up in the morning and when you go to sleep at night. In an era of such expensive, high-tech anti-aging options as lasers and micropeels, this simple and affordable approach seems almost minimalist in its philosophy. The results of the wrinkle-free skincare program are fast and dramatic. Many of my patients come to me as a last resort before a trip to the cosmetic surgeon. After a few months on my full program, they no longer feel the need for surgery. Ironically, after a few months of special attention to their skin, especially with products containing DMAE, friends or coworkers often assume my patients have had cosmetic surgery. The new radiance in their skin, the correction of sagging, and the sense of health and energy they report are proof positive of the value of the Perricone Wrinkle-Free Program. As you have no doubt heard hundreds of times, exercise is vital for your health. There are mountains of studies proving that exercise can take off pounds, reduce the incidence of heart disease, lower blood pressure, improve mood, solve sleep problems, and even cut risks of certain cancers. As a dermatologist, my first concern is beautiful skin, and exercise will help you achieve just that. Studies have indicated that exercise benefits the skin in much the same way it improves bone and muscle quality. Without regular activity, bones become fragile and muscles atrophy. When the skin of athletes is examined under a microscope, the impact of their high fitness levels is clear. The skin is thicker and has more and healthier collagen. Exercise of almost any kind has a powerful, positive, anti-inflammatory effect on all our cells. Expending energy through exercise leads to an increase in vitality, but sadly, too many of us avoid exercise. Too many people consider exercise a chore, a time-consuming, painful, or rigorous process. This does not have to be the case. Simple exercise, such as a brisk walk each day, can make a tremendous difference in overall health and beauty. The benefits of exercise, the increased level of feel-good endorphins in particular, can be addictive. Exercise is a wonderful tension reliever, a boon to our stress-filled lives. All of the benefits realized from exercise contribute to a sense of well-being, a higher metabolism, and increased strength. Once you begin a regular exercise program, you won't know how you ever lived without it. There are three separate but related elements of physical fitness: cardiovascular, muscle strength, and flexibility. Each requires a different kind of exercise, and each should be included in a complete exercise program. Cardiovascular health requires aerobic exercise like walking, bicycling, roller skating, swimming, or running. Cardiovascular exercise gets your blood pumping and raises your metabolism so that food is converted to energy more quickly and burned up. Resistance exercise or weight training builds muscle and promotes muscle strength. The more muscle mass you have, the more energy you use, and that means more calories are burned up. Muscle tissue is more compact than fat. If you have more muscle than fat, you will have a leaner, better toned appearance. Flexibility is an extremely important component in any anti-aging program. The ability to move well, to have a full range of movement, is the best protection against injury. Being flexible will keep you active well into old age, and that is the secret of youth. With cardiovascular exercise, the heart rate increases and blood circulates more efficiently, allowing nutrients to be absorbed by the cell and waste carried away. Exercise increases oxygen utilization, and oxygen is the basis of all energy production. You know that energy is the ultimate youth factor. Young cells have high energy levels, while older cells are characterized by decreased energy levels. High energy levels allow the cells to repair themselves and to resist stresses. Exercise, even moderate exercise 3 times a week, can greatly enhance energy levels on a cellular level where the effects of aging take place. Your water intake will increase as you exercise because you feel your thirst more keenly. Adequate hydration is crucial to exercise. Remember, all important biochemical reactions on a cellular level take place in the presence of water. I have found that my patients who exercise regularly drink much more water than those who do not. As a result, their cells are better hydrated. This decreases inflammation, contributing to a youthful and healthy appearance. Resistance training, using light weights, is proven to have great benefits. This type of exercise increases strength and muscle mass, and that protects you from injury from even simple daily activities. Increased muscle mass means that blood sugar is metabolized more rapidly. Muscle tissue is very active and burns up blood sugar. This keeps your sugar levels low, which prevents inflammation. Resistance training can also increase bone density. Bone density can decrease significantly with age, particularly in postmenopausal women who are prone to develop osteoporosis. Take a look around. You will also see many hunched-over, frail-looking older men. Early bone loss can lead to fractures later, which can be debilitating or even deadly. How many of you have an elderly relative who has broken his or her hip? A simple program of resistance training with light weights can ensure a solid, healthy bone density our entire lives, no matter what our chronological age. Flexibility exercises prevent your muscles from atrophying and keep you limber, supple, and lithe. Stretching before and after you work out will protect your muscles from injury and has an overall relaxing effect. If you ask 5 different people to define fitness, you will probably end up with 5 different answers. When I ask my patients, the answers I get range from feeling confident in a bikini to being able to bench press 300 pounds. Although such factors might be characteristic of a fit body, they are not necessarily so. The bikini wearer could be anorexic, while the weightlifter could be pumped full of steroids. Fitness is actually a biological measurement of the body's ability to function at peak capacity. We know that exercise increases the immune system's ability to prevent infection and even cancer. Exercise can lower our percentage of body fat, preventing the dangers of obesity, including insulin resistance, diabetes, and heart disease. There is excellent evidence that regular cardiovascular exercise can decrease the chances of suffering from age-related memory loss and senility. Regular exercise is a mood elevator, and this is an extremely important factor in determining the quality of our lives. Many studies have shown that exercise can be as effective as an antidepressant drug in regulating mood. On a purely superficial level, people who exercise have better blood circulation to the skin, giving it a healthy glow, which adds to an attractive appearance. Better circulation in the skin also decreases the chances of wrinkling. Growth hormone is the true youth hormone. It is anabolic. It builds muscles, increases the vitality of the body's organ systems, and decreases levels of the stress hormone cortisol. When growth hormone is released, many positive things happen in your body. Growth hormone increases your learning ability and has a positive effect on your memory in general. Growth hormone tends to reduce body fat and increase lean muscle mass, which are probably the two biggest obsessions of men and women of all ages. Growth hormone release increases bone density and maintains the health of all our vital organs, including the heart, lungs, and kidneys. As we age, our body's normal release of growth hormone declines. In fact, it drops dramatically the older we get. This decrease leads to muscle loss, increased body fat, poor memory, increased susceptibility to degenerative diseases, and a slowdown in the ability to learn new tasks like programming a VCR or Palm Pilot. Young people, on the other hand, who are treated to a steady release of growth hormone, have awe-inspiring learning abilities, often mastering complicated tasks, new languages, and names of hundreds of sports stars with ease. In addition, they are bursting with energy, and providing they avoid a steady diet of fast food, video games, and TV viewing, have no excess body fat. As growth hormone production diminishes, we adults have one rabbit in the hat: exercise. It has been shown that regular exercise can increase the secretion of growth hormone in the body despite our increase in years. When growth hormone is released steadily, skin thickens, imparting a more youthful appearance. Exercise helps to regulate other essential hormones in your body, insulin, for instance. By exercising regularly, you actually increase insulin sensitivity in your cells, thereby decreasing blood sugar, an excess of which leads to premature aging. Resistance training can also raise levels of sex hormones, positively affecting our mood, increasing muscle mass and energy levels. Even a minimum amount of exercise can make a major difference in our lives. In this section, I have included some exercise regimens that will not require a great deal of time or stamina, yet will provide an enormous payoff. A strong, slow, steady heartbeat is the foundation of a healthy body. A strong cardiovascular system is essential for the delivery of oxygen to the cells, the ability of the cells to use oxygen, and for the blood vessels to carry away cellular waste products. Without adequate oxygen, every organ in the body suffers. To improve oxygen delivery, we must build cardiovascular fitness by means of regular exercise. The heart is a muscle that pumps blood throughout the body. As a muscle, it is made stronger by aerobic exercise, thus increasing its ability to deliver more oxygen. Any exercise that increases heart rate, such as walking, skipping, hiking, biking, even jumping rope, increases the heart's ability to supply more oxygen with less effort. To increase aerobic capacity, it is necessary to work the heart a minimum of 20 to 30 minutes 3 times a week. My goal for all my anti-aging patients is to exercise to increase oxygen to the skin, not train for the next triathlon. In my experience, regimented, intensive exercise programs create enough problems and stresses of their own. If the exercise is too demanding, many people either develop sports-related injuries or abandon a program that is too time-consuming. Overexercising can trigger the release of cortisol, the stress hormone that accelerates aging. The key to an appropriate routine is regular activity that slowly and steadily builds aerobic strength. It is always better to have regular moderate exercise than sporadic sweat-drenched workouts. Muscle strength, the second measure of fitness, is the ability to lift a weight, while endurance is the ability to lift that weight quickly and repeatedly. Strength and endurance are clearly related. Both employ weight training to condition muscles. Strength is developed by means of progressive resistance training. Weights are used in normal body movements, like bending the arm at the elbow. The weights are sufficient to overload the muscles, forcing contraction at maximum capacity. The resistance, or weight, is increased as the muscles develop. Gains are made most quickly from heavy resistance and few repetitions. Muscles are then allowed to recuperate for 48 hours until the next training session. Each session calls for 4 to 8 repetitions, which is equal to 1 set for each muscle group. Endurance is developed in a program of sit-ups and push-ups. The key is repetition, gradually increasing the number that can be done before exhaustion sets in. For example, when you first start out, you may be able to complete only 5 sit-ups. During the next month, you will gradually be able to increase this to 15 sit-ups, expending the same effort it once took you to complete the first 5. Hoisting metal dumbbells may seem an odd way to firm your face, but you can't argue with success. Resistance training releases growth hormone while increasing muscle mass. It also lowers stress, resulting in lower levels of catabolic destructive cortisol. For the skin, this means increased cell growth and repair and restored collagen fibers. Stronger muscles increase the body's capacity to perform, whether it is moving, thinking, or metabolizing on a cellular level. When the cells can successfully metabolize food for energy and repair, they are better able to handle free radical development and the accompanying inflammation. Lean over at the waist with your feet apart. Without bending your knees, touch your hands to your toes. If you can effortlessly brush your toes with your fingertips, you are already on your way to a firm, youthful body. If you can't, don't worry. After just 15 days on the Pericone Wrinkle-Free Fitness Plan, you will find new flexibility in your joints and muscles. Ability to use muscles to their full range of movement depends on good flexibility. Ligaments and joints that stretch easily enhance the body's ability to take on all sorts of exercise without risk of injury. Who wants to be stiff and creaky? Staying flexible will keep you young. Whatever your fitness level, a complete program is one that combines exercises for flexibility, cardiovascular health, strength, and endurance. On the Wrinkle-Free Fitness Plan, you will do 20 to 30 minutes of aerobic exercise on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. On Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, you do weight training. Each exercise session begins with a 5-minute stretching warm-up and concludes with a 5-minute cool-down. When you exercise is up to you. It does seem to work best if you have a routine. You can mix it up. Maybe you always do aerobics in the morning and weight training in the evening. Whatever works for you. You have to make certain that daily exercise is part of your life, an activity for which you plan. No one needs to persuade you to brush your teeth. Though the lack of exercise has far more severe effects on our health than appearance, so many of us still resist making exercise a natural part of our lives. I have designed this program to be done in the comfort of your own home. If you find going to a gym stimulating, then do your workouts and aerobics there. All that matters is that you find a way to exercise that suits you. Now you have all the information you need to commit to my 28-day program. You've learned about the nutrition, the supplements, the skin care, and the exercise you must incorporate into your daily life to rejuvenate your body and mind. And you understand the basic scientific reasons the various aspects of the program work. The success of my patients has demonstrated to me that this is a workable plan that is not overly challenging. Within a few days, you will have so much more energy that the Wrinkle-Free program will become a way of life for you. The importance of your lifestyle is, of course, key in any general anti-aging program. Your attitude and approach to daily life have everything to do with how you age. Remember, getting sufficient sleep is critical to the anti-aging regimen, because as you sleep, your cells undergo a process of repair. When we look at the hormone parameters during sleep, we find that sleep turns down the negative effects of cortisol and the bad neurotransmitters like epinephrine and norepinephrine that can be elevated during stress. Growth hormone is released during sleep, and growth hormone is the youth hormone. A good night's sleep enhances cognitive ability. The day after a good night's sleep, you undoubtedly find that you think, problem solve, and remember far better than you do after a sleepless night. During the sleep cycle, your body releases a hormone called melatonin that has positive effects on your skin and your immune system. Since sleep is so important to the anti-aging regimen, it is essential that we do whatever we can to enhance the sleep experience. It is also important to avoid caffeine or alcohol in the late afternoon and evening because it too may interfere with your sleep patterns. In addition, before going to bed, you should avoid any food that will cause a rapid rise in your blood sugar, as it will interfere with your growth hormone production, robbing you of this essential anti-aging hormone. I recommend that your pre-sleep time be reserved for quiet and meditation. The bedroom should not be the place for important and/or emotional discussions with your significant other. This room should be your haven, reserved for rest and tranquility. Take this opportunity to empty your mind of all the details of your day, good or bad, or to pray if that is your belief. I do not recommend the use of pharmacological agents to induce sleep, but 1/2 to 1 milligram of melatonin 30 minutes before bedtime is sometimes helpful in inducing sleep. Your daily exercise program will help too. You will sleep more soundly if you exercise daily than you would if you are sedentary. Before beginning my anti-inflammatory, anti-aging program, you have to stock up on the foods that are proven to take years off your face and body. These are the same foods that will improve your mood and keep your nervous system functioning at optimum levels. Many patients leave my office brimming with enthusiasm, carrying a handful of instruction sheets. On the next visit, they admit that they didn't follow the diet closely because they didn't have the right foods in the house. To remove temptation and avoid falling into familiar dietary traps, I advise you to clean out your kitchen. Remove all the foods that are responsible for your extra pounds and wrinkled, sagging skin. Start with the refrigerator. Gather up all the jams, jellies, and sugary condiments, as well as salty foods like pickles, relish, cranberry sauce, chutneys, and syrups. Toss out bottles and cans of fruit juice and soft drinks. Now attack the freezer. Get rid of the packaged foods, even so-called diet or healthy meals, which can contain high glycemic carbohydrates and trans fats, as well as sodium. Don't forget the ice cream, cheesecake, cookie dough, and that extra pan of lasagna you've kept on hand for emergencies. Stock your freezer with well-wrapped fresh fish. Salmon experts report that fresh frozen Alaskan salmon maintains excellent flavor for months. Next, throw out the trans fats. These include margarine, shortening, and peanut butters made with partially hydrogenated vegetable oil. Check labels carefully because many products contain hidden partially hydrogenated vegetable oils. The cheeses I recommend, and even these must be used in moderation, are the hard cheeses, such as Parmesan and Romano, and small amounts of feta used to flavor salads. Now, work your way through your kitchen cabinets and pantry that are probably filled with at least 6 different half-eaten boxes of healthy cereals that are not healthy at all. Get rid of all cereals except old-fashioned slow-cooking oatmeal. Throw out the boxes of rice, bags of flour, sugar, pasta, instant mashed potatoes, crackers, breadcrumbs, cake mixes, gelatin desserts, and puddings. Move on to the breads, rolls, muffins, and pita bread. They all must go. And don't forget the canned goods and the coffee, both regular and instant. Deviled ham, Vienna sausages, pastas, and sauces should all be tossed. Ditto the canned soups that are high in sodium and often contain a variety of unhealthy ingredients, including monosodium glutamate. Last, but certainly not least, clean out the other sugars. In addition to white table sugar, this means brown sugar, confectioner's sugar, chocolate syrup, molasses, and honey. Although honey is a natural food, it is still pure sugar and will precipitate an inflammatory response. Take one last look for foods high in sugar, like drink mixes, hot chocolate, and flavored coffee, as well as snack foods including potato chips, pretzels, corn chips, rice cakes, and popcorn. I tell my patients to shop in health food stores whenever possible. Though there are plenty of foods in the health food store that are pro-inflammatory, including a plethora of breads, grains, and chips, this is the best way to find organic produce and canned foods with fewer additives. Supermarkets are beginning to stock organic produce as well. If you buy canned goods anywhere, check the label for sugar and sodium content in particular. You can buy organic eggs laid by chickens that are fed a vegetarian diet high in the essential fatty acids. Though I cannot begin to mention every available food, the following list will provide you with a good starting point. I do not recommend that adults consume a lot of dairy products. However, plain yogurt and cottage cheese are quite acceptable. You can use a few tablespoons of milk in coffee and tea. Recommended protein: skinless and boneless chicken breasts, turkey breast for roasting, all of the fish I mentioned earlier. Fish should be bought fresh, and it is always best to buy it the day you plan to eat it. There are more than 400 different anti-inflammatory bioflavonoids in a single serving of strawberries. Two stalks of broccoli provide more than 100% of the RDA for vitamin A. From asparagus to zucchini, fresh fruits and vegetables are a delicious and potent source of the anti-aging antioxidants essential to health and longevity. Here are some recommended vegetables: arugula, asparagus, avocado, bean sprouts, bell peppers, green, orange, purple, red, and yellow, broccoli and broccoli rabe, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, celery, cucumbers, eggplant, endive, escarole and other dark green leafy lettuces, garlic, ginger, fresh, kale, mushrooms, onions, romaine lettuce, spinach, summer squash, tomatoes, and zucchini. Some recommended fruits: apples, berries, blackberries, blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, cantaloupe, citrus fruits, especially lemons for flavoring, honeydew melon, peaches, pears, and plums. And some recommended beans and grains: barley, whole for soups, beans, including black, chickpeas, kidney, lentil, lima, navy, pinto, and soy, all great sources of fiber and protein, and oatmeal, old-fashioned coarse ground. And canned goods: Alaskan wild salmon packed in water, chicken broth, no salt, olives, sardines packed in olive oil, and tuna packed in water. Oh yes, don't forget the extra virgin olive oil. Recommended beverages are green tea, hot or iced, and spring water. Buy big bottles to use at home and refill smaller portable bottles. Herbs and spices provide wonderful boosts of flavor, but you need to read package labels carefully. Some, like garlic salt and onion salt, are too high in sodium. Instead, use only fresh garlic, onions, and scallions for seasoning. Health food stores sell herbs and spices in bulk, allowing you to purchase them in small quantities to ensure freshness. Recommended herbs are basil, bay leaf, dill, mint, oregano, rosemary, and thyme. Recommended spices are cinnamon, coriander, cumin, ginger, fresh and ground, paprika, red pepper flakes, dried, and turmeric. Now check the expiration dates on all your vitamins and throw out all that have expired. In addition, check the dosages to make certain they fit with my recommendations. Make sure you have adequate supplies of the supplements recommended on the wrinkle-free program. Next, rid your bathroom shelves and bureau top of harsh facial cleansers, scrubs, and astringents, and old creams and expired sunscreen. Go to the drugstore, department store, a specialty cosmetic store, or online to order the skincare products you need to fight inflammation and restore your skin's youthful glow. Also, make sure you have comfortable, loose-fitting clothes, good running shoes, and cushioned socks for your workouts. You will also need dumbbells. Start with 2-pound weights if you've never done weight training. If you have, you know your weight level. You'll also need 2-pound ankle weights. An exercise mat is optional, but it's a good idea to have one. Set aside 30 minutes each day at a time that is most convenient for you to do aerobics and weight training. You don't want your workout to become a source of stress. Allow an additional 5 to 10 minutes for warming up and cooling down. Many of my patients find it helpful to keep a journal of their progress. You might want to record your reactions, feelings, and more tangible results, for example, your weight each day, the improving condition of your skin, and your increased energy. Whenever you feel tempted to stray from the program, pull out your journal and write down how you feel, whether a certain feeling or situation made you crave a food, want to skip exercise, or not bother to take your supplements. Becoming aware of the times, places, and feelings that induce you to stray from your goal will help you overcome temptation. Being able to see your progress will inspire you to stick with it. Your journal will be a record of how the 28-day wrinkle-free program has changed you and will encourage you to stay with it. There is nothing like measurable progress to keep you motivated to make the right choices for total beauty and health. The 28-Day Wrinkle-Free Program. In what follows, you will find 2 weeks' worth of daily plans, including menus, scheduled times for the supplements I described for you earlier, and suggested exercise. When you have finished the first 14 days, repeat the daily plans from the beginning to complete the full 4-week program. Some of the menus indicate a range of protein serving sizes, for example, from 3 to 6 ounces. If you are larger, have more muscle mass, and/or are physically active, you will use the higher amounts. For example, a lower amount of protein would be appropriate for a sedentary woman approximately 5 feet 4 inches tall and weighing 130 pounds. Always remember to eat the protein first at every meal. It may seem odd to eat your fish before your soup, but doing so will ensure that you will avoid a glycemic response. Week 1. Day 1, Monday. Exercise for the day, aerobics. Wake up. Breakfast. 3 to 4 ounces smoked Nova Scotia salmon. 1/2 cup slow-cooked oatmeal with 2 tablespoons blueberries. 1 teaspoon slivered almonds. Green tea or water. Supplements. Lunch. 4 to 6 ounce broiled turkey burger, no bun, lettuce and tomato, 1/2 cup 3-bean salad, 1 cup water or green tea. Afternoon snack. 2 ounces sliced turkey or chicken breast, 4 hazelnuts, 4 celery sticks. Supplements. Dinner. 4 to 6 ounces broiled salmon, 1 cup lentil soup. Tossed green salad dressed with olive oil and lemon juice. 1/2 cup steamed spinach. Cold water or green tea. Bedtime snack. 1 hard-boiled egg, 3 celery sticks, 3 red bell pepper strips, 3 green olives. Day 2, Tuesday. Exercise for the day, weight training, wake up. Breakfast. Omelet made with 3 egg whites and 1 yolk, sliced tomato, 1/2 cup blueberries, tea or water, supplements. Lunch, 3 to 6 ounces smoked or grilled salmon. Green salad with tomatoes, cucumbers, onions, and 2 tablespoons chickpeas, dressed with olive oil, lemon juice, and garlic. Supplements and green tea or water. Afternoon snack, 1/2 cup low-fat cottage cheese, 4 small black olives, 4 endive spears. Dinner, 4 to 6 ounces baked or grilled halibut, 1 cup chicken vegetable soup, salad of romaine lettuce, chopped avocado, tomato, green onion, and celery, dressed with olive oil and lemon juice. Green tea or water. Bedtime snack, 2 ounces sliced roast turkey breast, 6 whole almonds, 2-inch wedge of honeydew melon. Day 3, Wednesday. Exercise for the day, aerobics. Wake up. Breakfast, 2 slices turkey bacon, 6 ounces plain yogurt, 1/2 cup strawberries, 3 hazelnuts, tea or water, supplements. Lunch, 3 to 4 ounce can water-packed tuna, 1 cup sliced tomatoes and cucumbers, 1/2 cup bean salad, supplements, green tea or water. Afternoon snack, 2 ounces sliced turkey breast, 4 almonds, 1 small pear, supplements. Dinner, 4 to 6 ounces broiled fillet of salmon. Make 8 ounces and save 2 ounces for tomorrow's bedtime snack. 1/4 cup green beans. Spinach salad with mushrooms, slice of red onion, and 1/4 cup chickpeas dressed with olive oil and lemon juice, green tea or water. Bedtime snack, 2 ounces grilled chicken breast, 1/4 cup raw cauliflower, 4 black olives. Day 4, Thursday. Exercise for the day, weight training. Wake up. Breakfast. 1 slice of Canadian bacon or 2 slices turkey bacon. 2 poached egg whites and 1 yolk. 1/2 cup cooked oatmeal. 1/2 cup blueberries. Green or black tea. Supplements. Lunch. 4 ounces grilled chicken salad with fresh dill, chopped red onion, garlic, and olive oil. 1/2 cup steamed broccoli. 1/2 cup strawberries, green tea or water, supplements. Afternoon snack, 2 slices roast turkey breast, 4 cherry tomatoes, 4 almonds. Dinner, 6 ounces broiled filet of sole, cod, or scrod. Make 8 ounces and save 2 ounces for tomorrow's bedtime snack. 8 oven-roasted Brussels sprouts with apples. Romaine lettuce salad with 2 ounces chickpeas, dressed with olive oil, garlic, and lemon juice. Green tea or water. Bedtime snack, 2 ounces salmon, 2 tablespoons Cuban black bean salad. Day 5, Friday, exercise for the day, aerobics. Wake up. Breakfast, 4 ounces smoked salmon, 1/2 cup slow-cooked oatmeal seasoned with cinnamon, 2 teaspoons chopped almonds, 2-inch wedge of cantaloupe, tea or water, supplements. Lunch, 4 ounces salmon salad, finely cubed salmon fillet or canned salmon dressed with lemon juice, olive oil, and dill. A few leaves of romaine lettuce, 1/2 cup lentil soup, water, or green tea. Afternoon snack, 2 slices turkey, 1/2 cup strawberries, 4 hazelnuts. Dinner, 1 roast chicken breast, skin removed. 1/2 cup grilled zucchini, 1/2 cup 3-bean salad, green tea or water. Bedtime snack, 2 ounces cold fillet of sole, cod, or scrod, 3 macadamia nuts, 3 cherry tomatoes. Day 6, Saturday, exercise for the day, weight training. Wake up. Breakfast. Omelet of 3 egg whites and 1 yolk with a few sliced mushrooms and a little spinach. 1 slice Canadian or turkey bacon. 2-inch wedge of honeydew melon. Tea or water. Supplements. Lunch. 4 to 6 ounces broiled salmon. Caesar salad without croutons. 1/2 apple. Supplements and green tea or water. Afternoon snack. 1 hard-boiled egg. 1/2 cup sliced strawberries. 3 almonds. Dinner, 4 to 6 ounces grilled halibut, tossed Greek salad made with romaine lettuce, 3 black olives, 1 ounce feta cheese, 1/2 cucumber, 4 cherry tomatoes, dressed with olive oil, lemon juice, and a dash of oregano mixed to taste. Steamed or grilled asparagus, 2-inch wedge of cantaloupe, green tea or water. Bedtime snack, 2 slices roast turkey or chicken breast, 4 macadamia nuts, small peach or nectarine. Day 7, Sunday, exercise for the day, relaxation. Wake up. Breakfast, 3 to 6 ounces broiled salmon, 1/2 cup slow-cooked oatmeal, 2-inch wedge of cantaloupe, tea or water, supplements. Lunch, crab meat salad made with 6-ounce can of crab meat, 1 chopped scallion, 1 chopped celery rib, dressed with 1/4 cup yogurt, juice of 1/2 lemon, serve inside 1/2 avocado. 1 cup strawberries, water or green tea, supplements. Afternoon snack, 1/2 cup cottage cheese, 4 almonds, 1 apple. Dinner, grilled chicken breast, 3/4 cup roasted or sautéed mushrooms and sautéed zucchini or summer squash, romaine lettuce salad, sliced tomatoes, fresh basil with 1 ounce grated Parmesan cheese, dressed with olive oil and lemon juice, mixed to taste, 1/2 cup fresh berries, green tea or water. Bedtime snack, 2 slices of turkey breast, 3 olives, 1 pear. Week 2. Day 8, Monday. Exercise for the day, aerobics. Wake up. Breakfast, 2 slices Canadian bacon, ham or turkey bacon, 1/2 cup cottage cheese, 3 hazelnuts, 1/2 cup blueberries, tea or water, supplements. Lunch, 3 to 4 ounce can water-packed tuna, 1/2 cup lentil soup, romaine lettuce salad topped with chopped tomato and red onion, dressed with olive oil and lemon, tea, supplements. Afternoon snack, 2 ounces smoked salmon, 2-inch wedge cantaloupe. Dinner, 6 ounces scallops with garlic and parsley. Cook 8 ounces and save 2 ounces for tomorrow's lunch. Mediterranean chopped salad with 1/2 cup chickpeas. 1/2 cup cooked green beans, water or green tea. Bedtime snack, 2 slices turkey breast, 4 green olives, 1 apple. Day 9, Tuesday. Exercise for the day, weight training. Wake up. Breakfast. Egg white omelet made with 3 to 4 egg whites and 1 yolk. Add a few sliced mushrooms if desired. 1/2 cup oatmeal, 3 hazelnuts, tea or water, supplements. Lunch, scallop salad. 2 ounces scallops from previous night's dinner, dressed with olive oil, lemon juice, chopped red onion, and dill. 1/2 cup 3-bean salad, water or green tea, supplements. Afternoon snack, 2 ounces smoked salmon, 4 black olives, 3 endive spears. Dinner, 6 ounces grilled salmon, 1/2 cup Cuban black bean soup, romaine salad dressed with olive oil and lemon juice, 1/2 cup berries, water or green tea. Bedtime snack, 1/2 cup cottage cheese, 1/2 cup strawberries, 4 macadamia nuts. Day 10, Wednesday. Exercise for the day, aerobics. Wake up. Breakfast. 2 slices turkey bacon, 1 cup plain yogurt, 1/2 cup strawberries, 3 almonds, tea or water, supplements. Lunch, 4 to 6 ounces grilled chicken, 1/2 cup vegetable barley soup, large green salad with sliced tomatoes, 2-inch wedge of cantaloupe, water or green tea, supplements. Afternoon snack, 1 hard-boiled egg, 2-inch wedge of cantaloupe, 4 almonds. Dinner, 6 ounces broiled flounder fillet, tricolor salad, arugula, radicchio, and endive, with 1/2 cup kidney beans or soybeans dressed with olive oil and lemon juice. Sautéed spinach, water or tea. Bedtime snack, 2 slices chicken or turkey breast, 4 macadamia nuts, 1 small peach. Day 11, Thursday. Exercise for the day, weight training. Wake up. Breakfast. 4 ounces smoked salmon, 3 ounces plain yogurt, 1 tomato slice, 1/4 cantaloupe, tea or water, supplements. Lunch. 6 ounces canned crab meat dressed with 1 tablespoon mayonnaise. 1/2 cup lentil soup, large romaine lettuce salad dressed with olive oil and lemon to taste, water or green tea, supplements. Afternoon snack, 1 hard-boiled egg, 4 cherry tomatoes, 4 macadamia nuts. Dinner, 6 ounces roast chicken breast, cook 8 ounces and save 2 ounces for tomorrow's lunch, 1/2 cup Manhattan clam chowder, 1/2 cup grilled eggplant topped with sliced tomato and 1 tablespoon grated Parmesan cheese, water or green tea. Bedtime snack, 1/2 cup cottage cheese, 1/2 cup blueberries, 4 hazelnuts. Day 12, Friday. Exercise for the day, aerobics. Wake up. Breakfast. Scrambled eggs, 3 egg whites and 1 yolk, with a little chopped onion and green bell peppers. 2 slices turkey bacon, 2-inch wedge cantaloupe, 4 hazelnuts, tea or water, supplements. Lunch. 3 to 5 ounces of chicken salad made with 2 ounces chicken saved from last night's dinner, mixed with chopped red onion and celery and dressed with 1 tablespoon olive oil and lemon juice, served on a bed of romaine lettuce. Sliced tomatoes, 3 black olives, 1 cup chicken vegetable soup, water or green tea, supplements. Afternoon snack, 1/2 cup plain yogurt, 1/2 cup blueberries, 1 teaspoon chopped almonds. Dinner, 6 ounces grilled salmon. Salad of romaine lettuce, avocado, and tomato dressed with olive oil and lemon juice. Grilled zucchini and mushroom kebabs. Water or green tea. Bedtime snack, 2 ounces tuna salad, water-packed tuna mixed with onion, celery, pepper, and mustard, or a touch of mayonnaise if desired. 4 almonds, 1 pear. Day 13, Saturday. Exercise for the day, aerobics. Wake up. Breakfast, 2 to 4 ounces smoked salmon, 1/2 cup plain yogurt, 1 tablespoon chopped walnuts, 1/2 cup blueberries, tea or water, supplements. Lunch, grilled chicken breast, green salad topped with 1/2 cup white or navy beans and 3 chopped hazelnuts, steamed asparagus, water or green tea, supplements. Afternoon snack, 1 hard-boiled egg, 2-inch wedge cantaloupe, 4 macadamia nuts. Dinner, 6 ounces grilled bluefin or albacore tuna steak, 1/2 cup grilled zucchini, eggplant, and red or green bell pepper, lightly drizzled with olive oil and sprinkled with 1 tablespoon Parmesan cheese. Tomato salsa, use fresh if possible. Water or green tea. Bedtime snack, 2 slices turkey breast, 4 green olives, 4 cherry tomatoes. Day 14, Sunday. Exercise for the day, relaxation. Wake up. Breakfast. Omelet made with 3 to 4 egg whites, 1 yolk, and a few sliced fresh mushrooms. 1/2 cup slow-cooked oatmeal. 1 teaspoon chopped almonds. 2-inch wedge cantaloupe. Tea or water, supplements. Lunch. 3 to 4 ounces of drained canned salmon. Romaine lettuce salad made with 1/2 cup white beans, 1/4 cup crumbled feta cheese, 4 cherry tomatoes, and sliced red onion dressed with olive oil and lemon juice. Water or green tea, supplements. Afternoon snack, 1 sliced turkey breast, 4 hazelnuts, 2-inch wedge cantaloupe. Dinner, 4 large shrimp grilled, broiled, or baked on skewers with mushrooms, onions, and cherry tomatoes. 1/2 cup Cuban black bean soup. Romaine lettuce salad dressed with olive oil and lemon juice. Water or green tea. Bedtime snack, 1/2 cup low-fat cottage cheese, 4 almonds, 1/2 pear. Congratulations! Now that you have finished the first 14 days of the Pericone Wrinkle-Free Program, you should be feeling terrific, and your skin must be glowing. Most of my patients' journal entries are extremely upbeat at this point, and I'm sure yours will be too. Now that the Wrinkle-Free Program has started to work its magic on you, you should have the confidence and enthusiasm to repeat the 2 weeks you've just finished to complete the 28-day program. And by the time you've done that, you will be well on your way to being wrinkle-free for life. You are now armed with the knowledge of the most up-to-date treatments and techniques available to restore freshness and suppleness to your skin and to retard the development of lines, wrinkles, and sagging. When you follow my 28-day wrinkle-free program, you will discover the key to new levels of energy and radiance. By taking care of your body's needs for proper nourishment, activity, and calm, you will live longer, and the quality of your life will be better. If you consume the right food and supplements and care for your skin with products that reflect the latest in scientific know-how to fight inflammation, your skin will look as great as you feel. Nothing contributes to your appearance more than a glowing, supple, smooth complexion. I hope that you find the program as rewarding as have so many of my patients. It gives me great pleasure to set you on the right path to being wrinkle-free for life. I'm sure you will be equally delighted when you experience the extraordinary transformation my program will accomplish for you.
We hope you've enjoyed this program from Harper Audio.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.